Welcome to Radio Dale, the podcast for independent musicians produced by Dale Speaking.
We are one of Canada's top radio promotions and digital music marketing companies.
Radio Dale features fun music facts, inside information about the music industry, and advice for artists.
Hello, Dale Speaking, this is India.
Dale Speaking, this is Rue.
Dale Speaking, this is Amber.
Ring, ring, Dale Speaking.
This week on This Week in Music History, does that make sense?
And
do you want me just to start that over again?
Yeah, let's just start over.
Okay. Welcome to Radio Dale number 73.
This week in music history, a song about streaking goes number one.
On who charted? France.
On Rue's 60-second tip of the week, teasing your song. Oh. On Rue's 60-second tip of the week, teasing your song online, the song of the summer edition.
Yay! This week's song, M. Greiner and Chris Hadfield, So Easy.
And for the roundtable discussion, our predictions for the song of the summer.
Ah!
So interesting.
It's going to be very... she says that she aren't.
Possibility, I'm really sorry.
So interesting.
It'll be very cool to do predictions and come back and see how wrong we were. All right. But it's time for This Week in Music History with the self-explanatory title.
And to begin...
June 12th, 2005, Pink Floyd announced that they would reunite with former bassist Roger Waters, who left the band in 1985, 20 years earlier, on July 2nd for the Live 8 London concert. This would be the first time the band played together as a quartet since the Wall Tour in 1981.
Wow. Drama.
Drama, anger, unfold.
Unfolded, because it's in the
past. Unfolded, yes.
Unfolded. June 13th, 2003, the Arctic Monkeys made their live debut at the Grapes Pub in Sheffield, England. They received €27 from ticket sales.
Oh.
Wow.
That's like $50. That's a lot of money.
Good job.
Yeah.
And now they're bajillionaires.
And now yes. They're bajillionaires. So it worked out well for them.
Yeah. On June 14th, 1974, Ray Stevens was at number one on the UK singles chart with his song called The Streak.
Oh.
It's a song about the latest British craze of streaking, and it had to put here what that was.
Oh,
which is running naked in a public place.
Yes.
Which that's... Will Ferrell made popular circa 2009.
Yeah, remade popular. Yeah.
Yeah. So a song about streaking went number one in 1974.
That's
weird.
Awesome. I think somebody streaked at the Oscars once. I don't know how they got on stage, but they ran behind a presenter while they were.
Whee!
Yeah. Very exciting. June 15th, 1933, born on this day in Littlefield, Texas, Waylon Jennings.
And is he alive still?
I'm not sure.
Hmm. Somebody played at the Grammys that was really old. And we gotta Google this.
We should probably Google it.
I think he's alive.
Well, happy birthday on that day.
Yeah. Dead or alive.
On June 16th, 1980, the Blues Brothers film starring John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd premiered in Chicago. The film also featured Aretha Franklin, James Brown, and Ray Charles in the role of a streetwise store owner.
Nice.
My aunt and my dad and my godfather loved this movie, and I remember them like watching it when I was little, and I was like, what? I don't get
that
this.
That was my
thing.
I watched it and I didn't get it. Same.
The humor's kind of like,
yeah.
Huh?
First time I saw Animal House, I had no idea what was going on because I liked Ghostbusters and it was like the same people, but older.
The humor is so different.
The older you get, the more you get the jokes.
Kind it's of. More about beer and boobs. And
yeah, exactly.
Girls and Animal House.
And
not Ghostbusters.
Blues Brothers, beer and boobs.
Yeah. Yeah. June 17th, 1989, NKOTB.
Yes!
Woo! Or New Kids on the Block.
Woo!
Woo! Went to number one. On the U.S. singles chart, and I'll let Rue sing this one because I don't know it, went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with I'll Be Loving You Forever.
Oh, God.
It's the group's first number one. And go.
I'll be loving you forever. Just as long as you want me to.
Is that Donnie?
That was the other ones because it was Jordan Knight singing,
oh.
And then the other ones ended up backing him up.
There you go. There's your New Kids on the Block fact of the day.
Jordan, John, Joey. Danny, Donnie.
And Mark?
Mark was in Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Oh,
no
sorry.
One cared
it was
about
Donnie
him.
Wahlberg.
Oh.
Donnie Wahlberg. Yeah. Oh, dear. June 18th, 1966. the week's top UK singles. Here we go. Number 5, Percy Sledge. When a man loves a woman. Number 4, The Mercies with Sorrow. Insert song here. Mamas and the Papas. Monday, Monday. Number 2, The Beatles, Paperback Writer. I can't remember how that one goes.
Yeah.
And number 1, 1966. The Beatles were on the charts. Mamas and the Papas existed. When a Man Loves a Woman was number 5. And Frank Sinatra was number 1 on the charts. Was it like the 50s again? Or maybe they were having a retro year.
Maybe.
One of those retro years.
That's
very
cool,
interesting.
Though.
Strangers in the Night.
Strangers
one.
In the Night.
Exchanging glances.
Anyway.
Very cool. So that
very
was.
Cool. Whoa.
We did that like
almost
3 weeks
in the
ago.
Guitar hole.
Oh, that would have been
if
cool.
If the strings didn't exist.
Bing. If only it made the noise. I think it's time for Who Charted.
Cool.
Tell us who charted.
Who charted?
This is the part of the show where we go over different formats of different types of charts, all in music. And I am going to France in a few weeks. I know you're very jealous. So I thought it would be cool to look at what's on the top 40 there and see maybe if they have, or if songs that they're playing might indicate what the song of the summer is here,
very
since that's
cool.
our theme
very,
for this episode.
Very topical.
Yeah. So number 1 is Milky Chance, the song called Stolen Dance.
That's actually a very cool song.
It's a very cool
yeah.
song, says Rue. Number 2, Michael Jackson, Love Never Felt So Good.
Hmm.
Number 3, Mr. Probs, Waves.
I
don't know that one.
Yeah, we don't know that one. Number 4, Pharrell Williams, Happy.
Don't know that one.
I never heard that one.
Number 5, John Legend, All of Me.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I don't know.
Number 6, Dioro, 5 Hours.
I like the name.
Number 7, Magic System and Chalky, Magic in the Air.
Oh.
Magic, Magic.
Oh,
magic,
I like that
double
too.
Magic. Magic's like the name
Magic's
now,
a big
eh?
thing, yeah.
Yeah. Number 8, Chris Cab, Liar, Liar. Number 9, Rebel in Sydney Houston, Black Pearl.
Hmm.
And number 10, Sia, Chandelier.
Sia.
Yeah.
I like Sia. Sia's one of those Song of the Summer contenders, people think.
Yes.
Interesting forward moment. But very cool list.
Yeah.
We should probably listen to the other songs that we don't know.
Well, I'm assuming that they're French people.
Yeah, very likely. But were the songs in French translated to English, or are the titles all English?
The titles are in English.
Huh. There you go.
They speak English.
They speak English?
That was like an Italian.
Yeah. No speak Espanol.
Well.
They speak English in France.
Say bueno. That was also a mashup of things. Okay, it's time for the 60-second tip of the week. This one's a bit strange, but I was thinking about the song of the summer, and I noticed a interesting trend with the last two songs of the summer, specifically involving how they essentially teased the song online well in advance of becoming such a big hit. So, we're just going to look at these two. Call Me Maybe was released, of course, Carly Rae Jepsen. Song of the Summer 2012 was released in September of 2011.
Crazy.
But in February of 2012, a lip dub featuring Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez came out, which started getting people's attention, which led to a whole bunch of cover videos and lip dubs through the summer, including, I believe, an Olympic swimming team did one, some military people did one. It just became this sort of viral moment leading up to her song hitting the charts. And also last year, 2013, Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines, he used his video to become a viral sensation with this hashtag infested thing. That came out in March of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really remember hearing the song until the summer of 2013. So it really sort of inspired it. Now, obviously, we all can't have Pharrell or have Justin Bieber help us out. But the lesson here is that online content can be released well in advance of a song or a single to help its success and boost it, because it helped these boost in the number one spot. So it never hurts to tease work ahead of time online and be creative and enlist the help of friends.
Pure wisdom from
nice.
Rue.
Pure wisdom. This I am the whiz.
You friggin' nailed that
one. We should change it from 60-second tip to whiz dumb, but D-U-M-B. And people will be like, is it smart? And then they can make their decision.
Some weeks
it
is.
I like that.
Some weeks it is.
Wisdom.
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 I like it. And I can say it in a stupid voice.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Don't do that.
That's not,
no.
Okay. That's too bad. So.
And now he feels defeated.
I believe we have a song to listen to.
We have a really cool song to listen
Excellent.
To because it's not every day that you get to talk about a song that an astronaut sings.
It's true.
Yeah. So.
In fact, it's been about a year, hasn't it? Since
Space
Odyssey
yes.
came out.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we have a really great song this week called So Easy. And it's by a really talented Canadian pop singer-songwriter. Her name is M. Griner. And she's very good friends because she born up in Sarnia, Ontario. She was born.
I like that. Let's use that.
She grew up in Sarnia, Ontario, which is the same region that Chris Hadfield, commander of the International Space Station, was from. So when he came back to Earth, they recorded the song
Literally.
About... Yeah, I know.
Literally.
The differences sort of in their lives, his life up there, her life down here, and So Easy was the product of that. So here you go.
Yeah.
How do you do things from a great, great height? The sky is falling and everyone is gone, but you make living look so
I have to admit, I kind of stole that. There's a thing called Riff Tracks where they make fun of bad movies, but you get a MP3 of the audio track that you play over the movie as they make fun of it, and you have to sync it up. So when it gets to a certain point, they say, okay, and now sync this to like the 20th Century Fox logo. So when it comes on the screen, you press play, and then you always know that you got it right when they go, and we're back. And so...
Cool.
Yeah, I like
and
it.
And we're back.
I like it. It makes sense.
Brief
we are
history
back.
On Ruse and we're back.
Yeah, brief history on the catchphrase of the summer. Speaking of which, we are here to talk about the song of the summer.
No.
No?
Yes.
I think we are. We have predictions for what we think the song of the summer will be. And to give you an idea of what a song of the summer is... generally, it's that song everybody's playing in their radio, everybody's playing on their iPhones and iPods, and also sold a whole lot. It's the number one song generally from the Billboard chart. That's how they tend to judge it. As examples of recent songs of the summer, we have Blurred Lines last year and Call Me Maybe, as we mentioned in the 60-second tip. Before that, the Party Rock Anthem was 2011. California Girls, Katy Perry... In 2010, I Got a Feeling, which of course was stuck in our heads in 2009.
I just heard someone playing that in their car yesterday when I was walking home.
They're pretty timeless. The further back you go, you get stuff like, let's see, Every Breath You Take by The Police was 83. Eye of the Tiger.
It's the Eye
of the Tiger. Which we've been making fun of, but I noticed, I decided I'd go back because it was like, that was Song of the Summer. It sold about 10 million copies.
That's it? Just joking.
Oh, and it has over 54 million views. So these songs are generally timeless. They are songs that everybody
knows.
That's
the Waterfalls by TLC.
Yes, that
song
was
1995.
Yeah,
what was
Macarena
97?
Was 96. I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy was 97. La Vida Loca, 99. As you can see, it's these songs that we all know, and it was that song.
Oh, and Lady Marmalade, Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, and all of them.
Was that like
2001?
2001. So this is what we're aiming for today. We're trying to predict right now what song is going to be on this list for 2014. We're doing a little twist, though. We're looking, obviously, these are pop songs for the most part. Eye of the Tiger, although being a rock song, is kind of a pop song, too.
Yeah.
So we're going to be looking at pop, rock, and country, and choosing what we think will be the big song of the summer in all these genres. I believe we've all done this independently enough that we don't know each other's choices.
Pretty much.
Would that be correct? Because I know I tend to go for ones that are kind of out there. But let's see if we have similar choices. And at the end, we'll tell you what Billboard thinks right now, their prediction. All right. So let's start. Do we want to just start with pop? Just go crazy?
Yeah.
Let's start with pop. India, what's your choice for 2014 pop song of the summer?
I feel like it's still a little bit early because, as you said, you know, the songs of the summer, they might not hit until like a bit later in June. But my pick is Keisha Hideaway.
Oh.
Because she's got a great video that has like 25 million views and she's Canadian, so that's cool. And in my blog this week, I was looking at the charts of a lot of European countries and she was on those as well. Just another day. It's kind of a wild card because she's a brand new artist.
Yeah.
So I guess Carly Rae was too.
Carly Rae. And that would do the hat trick because it would be cool if Canada got a hat trick with Carly Rae, Robin Thicke.
That would be really cool.
Somebody.
Oh, now I love it even more.
So you went Canadian.
I went Canadian.
Very cool.
Well, and it's a cool song too, like India said, for like, because you also have to think of like it's a good song, but then you also have to think like of you putting yourself in a situation where you would hear it. So like Blurred Lines, you heard
everywhere.
You'd be at a wedding, you would hear it. You would be at a bar, you would hear it. You'd be in a car, or you'd walk down the sidewalk and hear it coming out of somebody's car. Like, where Hideaway, I've heard so much already.
Yeah.
And it's one of those songs you would be at a club, or you would be out and you would hear it, and people start talking about it. So, because it's a feeling, too. It's not just...
Oh, totally.
It gives me that, like, summer
an emotional
beachy
component to it. You have to have that summery, generally upbeat, happy, even if it's, like, Every Breath You Take is not...
Yeah.
An upbeat song, but it definitely got that sort of feeling.
Go for it. It reminds me, this is stupid, but like the video is such like an 80s and 90s vibe to it. Like I think of Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, nice.
Like, which is really
cool.
Weird. But I guess just because it's like an 80s beachy movie, like that's just what
I was talking about Weekend at Bernie's with someone yesterday.
That's really weird.
Well, like for example, so Call Me Maybe and Blurred Lines, two of the most recent songs of the summer.
Yeah.
Or even like going back, because you said
Party Girls,
Rock Anthem.
Party Rock, yeah.
Think of the videos. Mm-hmm. Blurred Lines created a stir because of the video, because there was a nudie version.
Yeah.
And then there was a normal version.
Yeah.
Plus all the hashtags. And then also there was controversy over the song being... So people were talking more than just, this is a good song.
Yeah.
And then you also had Carly Rae with all of the people, like you said, doing the cover videos
the Justin Bieber video,
So being able to have that happen creates a buzz again.
Yeah.
Party Rock Anthem.
It was amazing.
Was a ridiculously, like, ridiculous song, but it was really good. And then the video, of course, being... So it's... There's also a trend there where videos are matching these songs in almost a ridiculous way, right?
Yeah.
So talking points need to be involved in these.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amber, what is your pop prediction song of the summer 2014?
I'm stuck between two.
Oh.
But I think I know what I'll stick with.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I was stuck between Ed Sheeran, Sing, and Iggy Azalea, Fancy.
Okay, cool.
Iggy Azalea right now is like probably at the, maybe at the peak, or not the peak, but like that song's everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about her. She's causing controversy in one spot. People are loving her in another spot. So, and then Ed Sheeran Sing is just a really cool song. And, of course, Pharrell is involved, as
Pharrell,
we discussed
the other
day.
Gold.
Yeah, so Pharrell being involved in two of the biggest songs last summer, Blurred Lines and Get Lucky. Mm-hmm. So he seems to have a touch.
Yeah.
So I think I'll go with Iggy Azalea Fancy.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
Back. On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste that.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
Very cool.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And I would have said Happy by Pharrell if it came out later.
Yeah.
And if I wasn't so sick of it.
Yeah, I think if he had held off on that, but maybe his next song will sneak up on us or something. But
well, he's got what, one with Ed Sheeran now, yeah. Another one with Miley Cyrus, so Lord
he won't stop. It's crazy. So for my pop prediction summer song
thing.
2014, I was kind of torn as well, but I was torn between one that I would love to see. It would be like my Get Lucky of this year, where I'm like, I want to see this be number one, and the one that I think might. The one I would like to see is Jealous by Chromeo.
Okay.
That would be a hat trick for Canada. It's got a very Call Me Maybe vibe with being really upbeat, dancey, and very catchy. Very cool video, very cool song. But I think we're kind of... It would be really lucky if they managed to get to the top. Very lucky. So I'm still going to go a bit in left field, and I'm going to go with Nico and Vin's Am I Wrong?
Doing just cause everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? Now am I wrong?
Because when I first heard it, I thought I could hear this everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to hear it everywhere. It's Norwegian. Came out April 2013 as a song called Envy. Then they essentially repackaged it and re-released it. And it's currently number 17 on the Canadian Hot 100 and going up.
Huh.
It's very catchy song. Hints of the Police, which, you know, Bruno Mars kind of pulled off pretty well. Gotye also kind of pulled off that sound a bit. And has a bit of hint of reggae in it as well. And Magic's So Rude is kind of helping that become popular. So I could see that being the underdog.
Cool.
That would just sneak up and go.
I like that.
So that is my pick. Cool. Song of the summer. Do we want to move on to rock?
Yes.
We can move on to rock.
India. Tell us your rock's prediction.
And I know I predict what India is going to predict. I can predict it.
Well, there's a song out called Lazaretto.
Oh.
I could see it hanging around.
Mm.
Although, that's by Jack White, by the way, if you don't know. I read that Slash has a new song coming out on this Friday.
Mm.
And I could see that also doing really well. It's called World on Fire. I've only listened to a clip of it.
Yeah.
But rock radio tends to love Slash.
Slash.
So I won't be here to know. But Lazaretto still is my number one.
It's your number one?
Yep.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Amber?
My biased self would say Rival Sons Open My Eyes, which is racing up the charts as we speak. But taking that out, and I still love them, but I probably shouldn't pick one of our clients. For rock, I would say Fever by Black Keys. Again, I'm picking a song that's already charting and whatever, but...
All right, number one for 9 weeks ever?
Yeah, like 800 weeks, but it's one of those, right now, when you look at the rock charts, yes, there's lots of great rock songs, but it's one of those ones where I always look at the song of the summer where you would hear it in ads, or you would hear it, like, whenever you watch award shows and they use music to bridge commercials and the actual show, it's played on there.
Yeah.
It's just one of those songs that I just keep hearing, and it's growing on me, even though, yeah, like 9 weeks or whatever. So I don't know. I'm feeling like that might be, as of right now, it's, to me, the biggest rock song.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I am, again, going in left field for my rock prediction. I have chosen Vance Joy's Riptide.
Scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. Yeah, the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh.
Which,
well, I don't think you're going too left field.
It's a bit left field. You guys have real rock songs. Mm-hmm. This is more of in the neighborhood of the Lumineers and stuff like that. But Australian, it was a number one Triple J song last year. And if a song is number one on Triple J, it tends to do really well. Muse with Knights of Cydonia, Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire, Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man. Those were always number one before they became popular here. It's going up the charts right now. Despite the fact that it was recorded in 2012 and released in early 2013.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really crazy, catchy song. It's upbeat, it's fun, and
there's
I could hear it being
of
everywhere.
There's a lot of buzz about that artist.
Yeah.
Like, what is it, Fallon?
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon?
I think everybody's
or
sort
Jimmy
of...
Jimmy Kimmel, I can't remember which one.
Everybody's sort of putting their ball in his court, saying he's going to be pretty cool. So I go with Vance Joy. Riptide.
Nice.
Riptide.
And now time to tide rip to country. That was my segue. We're going to look at country song of the summer predictions 2014.
Woo!
Woo!
I'm excited for this one.
Okay. India.
Well, I'm sort of... Are you saying the one that I think you're saying? Amber?
Oh, will we have
it's
a double?
It's all good.
Well,
we
can
double,
agree.
We
I wouldn't
double,
have... I totally agree with Amber's pick. Mm-hmm. So this total credit goes to her. Dallas Smith, Slow Rollin'.
Everybody's got addictions. For me, it's gotta be you. So slip into something that don't take long. Slip in and bring me those baby blues. Eldorado shined up. Got a little extra cash and a quarter tank of premium. Didn't
Good song.
Like, wow.
Friend.
I hadn't heard it the first. Amber played it this morning, and I was like, that is my going to the beach song. That
yeah.
Is, that's
oh, God,
it.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, that's like the shoe in, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the other ones, like, we're picking, but this is like a sure thing.
Yeah.
A sure thing.
It's a good song.
And you chose the same one?
Yes. Like, well, it kind of was like, because I don't think it's getting a ton of airplay in the States,
mm-hmm.
or if it is not topping the charts like it is here in
yeah.
Canada. So that song, and like India said, like, it's that song. It's a song about driving in the car.
Perfect.
There it is, right? but I also really liked a song that just popped onto the Canadian charts that I have a very good feeling about,
mm-hmm.
is Where It's At, bracket, yep, yep,
oh,
bracket,
yeah.
by Dustin Lynch.
It ain't in a high rise looking for a good time, shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water, floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dress up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train away. In the sticks, I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, and that's where it's at.
That was a really cool song, and again, it just popped onto the Canadian radio charts, so I have a good feeling about that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see that one on the charts for a while, but hands down, Dallas Smith, good job.
Dallas Smith.
Slow rolling.
I do like the
it.
Dustin Lynch song, too. That was pretty catchy.
Yep, yep.
In this case, for my pick, I'm actually doing the opposite, and I'm going safe. About as safe as you possibly can.
The number
can.
Like I did for Rock and Pop.
Yeah. Where I went with, like, an Aussie and a Norwegian band for the other one.
Yeah.
I'm going with Lady Antebellum, Bartender.
8 o'clock on Friday night, I'm still at home. Just keep on blowing up my phone, saying, come on, he ain't worth the pain. Do what you gotta do to forget his name. Now there's only one thing left for me to do. Slip on my favorite dress and sky-high leather boots. Check the mirror one last time and kiss the past goodbye. Truth collide, bring it till his memory fades away. Hey, bartender.
Oh.
I'm choosing Bartender because it's currently flying up the
That's
Canadian
charts. That's
a
really charts. Good song, actually.
It's really, really catchy. Now, in the U.S., it's stalled at 19
huh.
on the country chart.
Wow.
But about half of the songs ahead of them are even dropping, either dropping or have been there for a long time
mm-hmm.
installed. And the fact that it's running so quickly up the Canadian charts leads me to believe it's going to get more of a boost.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's a really catchy song. It's a
that
lot
is
of fun.
A good song. I heard that one on the radio. It was a week or two ago, and I was like, "Good job, Lady Antebellum."
Yeah,
I like
it's
this
a good
one.
Song. They pair well with the. You can listen to Dallas Smith driving to the bar, and then listen to Lady Antebellum in the bar,
yeah.
and then leave. You have a 10-minute trip,
and then you leave. You get the hell out of there.
But yeah, I think that. That will be my choice. So, are we going to mention the Billboard choice?
Sure.
Billboard currently has Amber's pick, Iggy Azalea, to be at number one with Fancy. And their number two pick, the one they sort of see is balancing against it, is Ariana Grande.
Featuring
Iggy Azalea, a song called Problems. So,
either way, that's
what they're sort of looking at. Iggy's doing well.
That's why I think, again, like, that goes to the strength of Iggy, and I
yeah.
think that's helping her.
Yes.
That not only does she have Fancy, but she has that right up
yeah.
behind it, and quite possibly she could be at number one consistently because
yeah.
of that song
yeah.
if that one moves up. So that
yeah.
that's just helping, because, again, it's not just the song, it's Profile.
Yes, it's very much Profile.
So...
Now, Iggy has a number one and number two spot right now, and that's also Billboard's predictions for the two songs. Now, last year, Pharrell was in a similar situation. The number one and number two songs had Pharrell involved. The year before, it's not a number one and number two situation, but Carly Rae had her song with the Owl City guy that was also on the charts at the same time. So being on the chart multiple times seems to help. But I also noticed Nicki Minaj has a tendency to have multiple songs and features on the charts.
Yeah.
And she has yet to secure a song of the summer. Though
she has a new one out like now, like a new video that just came out.
So we'll see how it goes. Super Bass and Starships, I think, were her two big chances.
Because
those are really catchy and big songs. So we'll see. Well, maybe Nicki will sneak up on us.
And I hope... because Rue was reading like fun predictions of 2014, and it said Lady Gaga would make her
Big comeback.
Big comeback. I hope she just comes sooner than later, because it'd be great to have a song from her. Or Katy Perry, please release a song that is like Dark Horse and Birthday to me. You're just like, ugh.
Like so Rue was so catchy, so
I'm hoping. I'm hoping one of them's gonna. And there is a one with Pharrell, Miley Cyrus.
Come get it, bae. So that one's like, none of us mentioned that one.
So it was like, hey. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't
that it sounded like Blurred Lines 2.0.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It sounded a lot like Blurred Lines. Copy. Self. So those are our predictions. We'd love to hear what you think of our predictions or what your predictions are themselves.
Yes.
Especially if they differ with ours. Because we'd love to hear you say, you're all wrong.
Yeah.
This is what I think. But we'll come back to this at the end of summer when Billboard sort of releases that Song of the Summer list.
Yeah.
We'll see where our songs, our pop songs, landed on the list. And then we'll check out the country and rock charts and see if any of our choices for Song of the Summer managed to hit number one and hold it for a little while. So.
And if you do go to the Billboard website, last year they had this. So I'm assuming they will this year. They have a rolling
chart
summer
for
song
summer
chart.
Summer.
Yeah, so you can look in August
and
see where songs are.
So keep an eye on it for us too. Tell us if we're wrong. Tell us if we're right. Yay! Thank you for listening to Radio Dale. You can find out more about Dale Speaking at www.dalespeaking.com.
We're also on Twitter at Dale_speaking.
We're also on Facebook. Just look under Dale Speaking.
And email us at radiodale@dalespeaking.com.